This is St. Louis Public Radio. Some professors from Washington University have been teaching classes far from campus for students who are a lot different from the ones they usually see. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer visited a prison in Pacific, Missouri, where inmates are learning about literature, philosophy, and how to handle a second chance at education.
Studying Shakespeare and Homer may not sound like typical prison fare. Literature professor Robert Henke says the experience was an eye-opener for him.
After teaching Hamlet to 19-year-olds for 23 years, I was before a group of men who were living with the consequences of violent crime, which is what Hamlet is about.
History professor Margaret Garb is also impressed with her students at the program at Missouri Eastern Correctional Center.
They're pretty sharp thinkers, and they do some really sharp analysis of whatever text you're reading. And they bring insight that, 19-year-olds at WashU don't always have.
To get into the Washington U program, inmates at Pacific need a high school diploma or GED and write two essays. Out of 64 people who applied, only 30 were chosen. Professors have found interesting similarities and differences compared with their regular campus classes. Henke says a university behind bars is still a university.
College is not beautiful, bushes and manicured lawns. College is fundamentally a committed specialist, a facilitator, and a group of engaged students. So we are creating college. When they come into that room, they move from the yard, we have constituted a liberal arts college.
Inmate Damon Hartley says the Washington U classes are a welcome second chance to continue his education. The close attention that his academic writing receives makes him nervous, but he is clearly proud of his first paper to earn an A. Hartley credits Henke for improving his writing.
He critiqued me a lot. It was kind of nail-biting at times because he would always, tell me, okay, these are all the wonderful things I like about your writing style. However, these are the things that you need to work on. So I continually try to improve and try to make them happy.
Philosophy professor Claude Evans is generally happy with how classes have gone, but he could tell that while students had been able to understand earlier readings, the dense prose of Immanuel Kant stumped them. So he tried a different approach.
I realized that the steam was out of the class. It just, the air had gone out of the balloon. So the next time I tried to focus a little more on issues and then take it back to the text, and that was better.
Inmate Robert Boyer says that approach worked.
Besides words like is and the and it, I didn't understand it. But fortunately, like I said, professor helps you work through it, and you read it again, and it is eye-opening too. He's got something great to say.
Now, Boyer says, he takes part in academic discussions he never thought would happen.
I see a guy in the weight room that I would have never had any reason to talk to before because of cultural differences or whatever. And now I'm in the weight room discussing, homework with him. Did you get your homework done? Oh, do you need help? Would you like me to help you read it? Would you read mine? So I think that was one of the things that kind of surprised me.
Warden Jennifer Soxie says that kind of attitude can only help the students once they leave prison and help others as well.
Hopefully, if they choose to turn this into something positive, then maybe they will give back to society in some way based on this that's been given to them. I've talked to them and said they need to pay it forward at some point in their lives to other people.
I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.